Okay. It is, fuck, I had to, anyway, I'm not going to get into it right now. It is Saturday, January 3rd at 5:26 p.m. I was recording for about 5 to 10 minutes, and the dogs, it's the dogs, just being the dogs, and Ginger Bean was with my mom in the gym, and she peed while she was down there, even though she went out, Miss Ginger Bean. But it's okay. Accidents happen. She's still a puppy. She's not even one yet. And so my mom brought her back up here. And then I brought them in. Then I brought her in here with me and Cleo. And Cleo is, you know, I think she was looking forward to us just being together by ourselves in here. And then we're sitting on my couch together. She was enjoying it. Ginger comes in and she's huffing and puffing. She's like, because Ginger's like sitting on top of her next to me on the couch. So now I'm holding Cleo and Ginger's next to me on my right. Anyway, it's a new year, guys. Fuck. I know that for a lot of people that 2025 was such a fucking bad year. And I can absolutely say, fuck yeah, me too. I think it was probably one of the worst years of my life. And that's saying something, you know, but fuck, like, it really, you know, kicked my ass and didn't like it, didn't love it, did not care for that at all. But I'm here. I'm still alive. I'm healthy. And I'm here. Oh, God. Fuck. You know, I'm going to just start it off with a bummer, dude. I lost a friend. Not to death. She's still alive and looking good. I'm not going to lie. I did see those pictures on Facebook of her looking very beautiful on vacation. And it's one of those things where you want to reach out to somebody and be like, damn, bitch, body tea. But I can't because we're not currently speaking. So essentially, it's weird. It's a weird thing too, because I've ended friendships. I've been in relationships. I've had these moments, but it's always been for a reason. I mean, there's a reason here, but like, it's always been like, oh, you cheated on me. Oh, you're literally a psychopath. And I had to find out through a psychic that you were a serial cheater and possibly a serial killer. No, I'm kidding. Well, I would not be surprised. But, or like you are, you know, just whatever it may be. So I've always experienced that. And so it was really hard to end a friendship with somebody who I still loved very much and felt like, you know, I was making a decision based off my own morals and my own beliefs, and not because they did anything to me, like not because they were a fucked up friend, not because of anything. Like this was somebody who was we've been friends since we were little kids. I've known her like my entire life. We've been friends since we were like little ass kids. And it sucks. Like, it sucks. And I feel like the way that things have been politically in this country for the last like decade, I guess probably always, but you know, especially this last like decade, people talk about, oh, I can't talk to my friends anymore. I can't talk to my family anymore because they're this, they're that. And I had never experienced that. Like, I'd be like, damn, like that's crazy. Like, that sucks. You know, sorry, you guys got to go through that. You know, but fuck, now I'm going through it. And I never thought that I would, which is fucking crazy. And I don't know. I just, fuck. And it's one of those, I don't know. It's just, it's tough. Like, it's really tough. And for us, for me, it was, you know, the death of Charlie Kirk. And, you know, I have been very politically aware and it's painful. It's aging me. I've got lines on my forehead. For a minute, you know, for a long time, you know, so he wasn't somebody that I just like found out about with a lot of people or just recently in the last few years. Like, this is someone that the moment that Turning Point USA, you know, got its start, I was like, fuck, like, this is not good. And because I pay close attention. I'm not as into politics as I used to be, I think, because it used to stress me the fuck out. Because obviously, look at where we are bombing Venezuela, bombing Nigeria, you know, allowing Israel to literally just decimate Palestine, and paying for it, actually. Oh my God, that makes me so mad. It makes me feel like I'm going to throw up. Oh my God. Anyway, literally paying for it. So, oh God, my stomach hurts. Like, I just, thinking about what goes on in the world literally makes me just feel so sick to my stomach. And so this was somebody, I'm not going to go into too much detail, because I feel like I still love and respect this person, you know, for who they are and their privacy and their life and, you know, all that stuff. But for me, I guess when you don't have those those political conversations with people, or, you know what I should say? The not knowing is probably on me. And I think it's because, like, when you have certain political opinions about what's going on, and then someone close to you, when you discuss it, they understand it, they mirror it, they're talking to you about it, and you're like, okay, yeah, no. So you assume that as the years go by, because you were always on the same page, that you would continue to be at least in the same fucking book, you know? Some people, you know, maybe different chapters, but, like, we're in the same book. And then to discover the opposite of that, it's like, oh, what? Okay. You know, it's difficult. And for me, it was really shocking and really surprising, but I was noticing it because, you know, TikTok and its fucking, the repost feature, which I abuse. I repost pretty much like every other thing I see on TikTok. Not really, but I do repost a lot. And it comes up, I mean, you follow people and you're friends with people, it comes up like that they reposted a video. So I was seeing reposts and I was, you know, not really feeling good about some of the things that I was seeing, because I was, side note, during the 2024 election, I had noticed, one of the things that I had, oh my God, maybe my body was getting me ready for this loss in my life. But one of the things that I had noticed was people that I followed online that I liked, that I took time to like enjoy their content and stuff like that, you know, were kind of parroting things that were giving very much right wing and very much right wing talking points. And it's one of those things where, because I have a, how do I say this in a way that doesn't sound fucked up? Because I'm not lost in the sauce like people who may be on other political sides, because I'm not lost in the sauce, I don't know. How do I say this in a nicer way? I didn't take the time to understand that a lot of people who are more conservative or more right wing, I didn't take the time to understand that they are essentially being brainwashed. And I heard their beliefs, saw the way they voted, and was like, bitch, what the fuck? What is wrong with these people? Like, they're so fucking evil. Da 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 da. And then during the 2024 election, I was seeing the way that people, I was judging people for being brainwashed, essentially. I was like, being like, oh, they're fucking brainwashed, like motherfuckers, da, 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 right? But being able to kind of go to the other side and see how it's happening and being like, oh, I mean, yeah, a couple of Google searches would actually save you. I'm gonna be sassy real quick. A couple of Google searches, a couple of actual research, a couple of, you know, moments of thinking for yourself, you know, quickly removes you from that. But I completely and totally understand that not everybody is plagued, haunted even, with the urge to constantly research every little thing and has such bad trust issues that they're so skeptic of everything that they hear and see, touch, taste, and feel. But I was just, I don't know, I wrote a lot of people off because I didn't understand the mechanics of how they got sucked in, because I was like, how the fuck could you think that this is okay? But I have since educated myself and seen the grooming process that essentially happens, the way that it happens in movies and TV shows, and what broader society thinks and how they feel and what they're being shown, and just, it's all the subliminal, it's like, it's just, I see it and I understand how it happens. I mean, certain things are like, bitch, you're on your own. You know, that's some shit that I can never forgive. But, like, I understand people's mindset if you, I feel like people, some people live in a different, it's like we all live in different realities. I think we all live in different realities individually, obviously. But then we're all little bubbles in a little bit of a bigger bubble and a bigger bubble and a bigger bubble and a massive bubble. And, you know, our universes, it's, you know, it's like I'm here, the way we interact with people, the way that we see things. It's, you know, like nesting dolls. And I don't know, my mouth is fucking getting dry. You know, it was the understanding and seeing how a lot of people kind of get sucked into, it is a cult, you know, so it's like that cult mentality of people talk about the right wing, you know, going down that, like that well or whatever it's called, the rabbit hole. And what is it? What's the term? I literally have a brain fart. Oh God, what is the term when it means to go down a pathway, to go down a dark road, to go down, what is that expression? And I don't want to pull up my phone because I'm gonna get distracted by my fucking phone. Yell it out. Pipeline. Oh, that was so loud. I hope that didn't, my ears are literally ringing from that clap. Sorry. So I just feel like that was just very high energy because I sat there and I thought about it for a second and I said, I wonder if I could pull, I'm not even gonna think, say what I thought, but I was like, okay, maybe if I listen. Sometimes my brain goes really woo-woo. Maybe it's woo-woo, maybe it's mental illness, you decide. I thought, some reason why I clapped so loud and got so excited, because I was like, oh, what if I, what if I focus on the energy from the future and pull it into my present, and I'll remember the word for when I post it? Because I know as I was talking, people are yelling, pipeline, pipeline. Because I listen to podcasts, like I'd be doing that shit, thinking it. I was like, what if I can, if I could tune in, if I could tap in. Bitch, it's called memory, actually. Oh, who farted? Was that you, Miss Cleo? Are you farting, girl? Are you farting, Miss Cleo? Oh my goodness. It smells, she's sitting on my lap, dude. Anyway, I think I literally scared the shit out of her. because when I clapped, she jumped. Oh God, my baby. I'm so sorry, girly girl. Anyway, what was I saying? So I know how easy it is. I know how easy it is to go down the right wing pipeline. And if you hear something that you agree with, you go, oh, okay. Like, you know, I mean, I don't understand it. Like, I don't understand, because if I hear some shit, if I'm watching something, I go, bitch, what the fuck? Wait, hold on. Let me look that up. Or I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. But so it's like, I understand how you're essentially being groomed to think a certain way. Oh, come down here. Oh, you are concerned about your health. You're concerned about longevity. You have anxiety. You have all of those things. Don't eat seed oils. Here's some beef tallow. Vaccines are actually really bad for you. Come here, come here, come here. Don't look in that corner. See, yeah, don't look at your neighbor be taken by ice. Don't look over there. Come here. Beef tallow, seed oils. Like, you know what I mean? That's essentially what happens. But it's whatever. You know, you're just walking existence and they're trying to pull you in. Hey, come here, come here. Come here. Trans people make you uncomfortable. Come here. They're going to groom your kids. Oh my, come here. They want to go in women's restrooms. Aren't you worried about women's sports? Come here, come here. You know? So I understand how people can get lured, you know, down the pipeline. But I also understand that that whispering may have caught your attention, but you're, oh, this is a little nasty. It's a little not nice. But you're, oh, this is not nice, but it's the truth. We all struggle with it sometimes. Not all of us, but like, you know what I mean? Like, we can, doesn't mean you're a bad person, but your lack of empathy for other people, your intentional or unintentional ignorance allowed you to take more steps because you didn't see the red flags, because you already contain that worldview with inside of you. And that doesn't mean necessarily that you're necessarily a bad person, but bitch, you got roaches in your crib. You know what I mean? Like, okay, like you got roaches. Are you going to spray or not? Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's just kind of, oh God. I say all that to say, like, I understand. There's a level of understanding that I have. I get that that people, however they end up there, they end up there, you know? And some people absolutely have to be written off. Some people have beliefs and thoughts and opinions that are so beyond the pale. But I think as I'm moving forward through life and after major losses in life, I'm like, I really am trying to be careful about who is in my life and who I allow, you know, who I allow in it and who I let into my world and who I have around me. And it's lonely as fuck, like, you know, but it's, you know, and it's lonely, but at the same time, I don't know. I think it's everything that I've gone through and everything that I've experienced. It's like, it's okay. The loneliness is better. Not the loneliness is better, but I can be patient and wait for the right people to come into my life. And if I have to rock it by myself, if it's just me, my dogs, and my mom, then it's just me, my dogs, and my mom, and my sister, and my brother. And you know, that's what it is, and that's what it is. If it's me and Cleo, it's just me and Cleo. And that's okay. I can't have people around me who have beliefs that I don't agree with, that I don't agree with homophobia. I don't agree with transphobia. I don't agree with what's happening with immigration. I don't believe in that xenophobic shit. I don't believe in the fact, like, you know, like, personally, I don't fucking think that any country should have borders. I think that we should all just fucking be friends, dude. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't like that shit. Like, I do not like that shit at all. Like, I see people, no foreigners. What the fuck? Why? That's just another person from somewhere else. It's just another human being from somewhere else who feels the same way that you feel, wants the same things that you want for the most part. Now everyone's different, but everybody wants to be happy. Everyone wants to feel content within themselves. They want to enjoy their lives. They want to not stress. They want to not worry. They want to, you know, make sure their kids are happy. The people that they love are safe. You know, they want to get bent over on hiking trails. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't, like, everyone, everybody wants the same thing. No, but everybody wants, you know, those things. Love, security, safety, money, and sex. You know what I mean? Like, everyone wants those things. And I just feel like we're all the same. We're all different, but we're all the fucking same. Relax. Grow up. Who cares? Who cares? If somebody decides, you know what, I shouldn't even say decides, because the science is showing, people that want to use, oh, biology, fuck you. You failed 10th grade science class. Some of you bitches are very dumb. And I know that's not nice. It's not nice to call people dumb. I know it's not nice. But some of you bitches are very dumb. Gender neutral, of course. Bitches is very much a gender neutral term for me. Some of you bitches are very dumb. You don't think about anything other than yourself. Ooh, I'm getting serious. I got really mad just now. You don't care about people. All you care about is yourself. I just don't, because I don't feel that way. I love everybody. I sound like a racist white woman. I don't care what color you are. You can be purple. I love you. You know what I mean? Like, genuinely, like, all this is so confusing to me. And I think it's because I wasn't taught to hate other people. Like, my parents were never homophobic. They never said anything bad about trans people. They never said, oh, you can't watch that. You can't do this. Oh, stay away from that person. Stay away from that color. Stay away from that ethnicity. Never once was I taught that, you know. I remember being a kid, I used to watch the Logo Network all the time, and RuPaul's Drag Race, all the time as a teenager, and like understanding different points of view and being like 12 years old and understanding that people were transgender and that transgenders existed. And that gay people, you know, were human beings, and they love their, they just want to, we're all human beings. We're all human beings, dude. Like, what the fuck? Like, and it's not, you know, I don't understand. Ugh. I get sick. It just makes me sick. But there's just certain things that I don't compromise, that I don't, I won't compromise on when it comes to the people in my life. Homophobia, no. Xenophobia, absolutely not. Transphobia, fuck no. Fatphobia, absolutely. I'm a big bitch. You better not be. You better not be. I'm a big bitch. But I don't, you know, I don't know. People grow apart. People grow apart. And I know our views are the way that we interact with the world, the way all of that. It's just like the same way we speak the languages that we speak. You know what I mean? That's just what you learned. But sometimes you can learn new things and unlearn old things. Not sometimes, all the time, if you actually put your mind to it. On a lighter note, fuck, I'm getting sad. So I'm sitting here, and the way that my room is set up, so it's kind of, I don't know how to describe it, but I'm sitting in where I have my podcast set up is like in this area that used to be a closet, not like a big ass closet, but it's an area that used to be a closet. I took all the stuff down, all the shelves and everything, took the doors off, took the, you know, the thing off, the track off, for the sliding door. And so it's like this divot in the room, and it kind of creates this, like, I don't know how to, is it like kind of like an octagonal shape? I don't know how to describe it. I'm not, you know, speaking of dumb bitches, I'm not very savvy at certain things. But so I'm sitting here, and I'm sitting kind of pivoted, like kind of in the corner. And so where I'm facing, when I look ahead to my left side, I see my bed. And then there's my bed sits in a bay window. And then to the right, there's my dresser. And my dresser has a mirror on it. And to the right, directly of me, I have a little table that has a bottle of water. So I went to go grab my water. And I kept seeing this light, this flash of light, when I would look in the mirror and through the window. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And so I'm talking. And every time my mouth gets dry, I take a sip of my water. And I'm like, okay, what was that? And then I'm talking, and I keep seeing it, and I keep seeing the movement, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? And every time I look in the mirror, I look at the actual window with my actual eye. But I look out the window and not through the mirror, and I don't see anything. So I keep looking from the mirror because I can see the window in the mirror. And I'm looking at the reflection of me grabbing the water bottle off the side table and grabbing it. The reflection in a mirror. Oh my goodness. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was genuinely nervous. Sorry, Cleo. They got groomed yesterday, and they look so adorable. And Cleo's a Havanese poodle. Like, she's, you know, I know poodle mixes. I know they're doing too much breeding, but then I wouldn't have my special girl, and I love her very much. And, you know, but if you know what a Havanese looks like, they have a lot of hair. Like, they kind of remind me of like a Shih Tzu, but with like a longer snout and not like a pushed in face. And so they have like all that hair. And so her hair gets really, so she's like, it's like really curly at the root, but then it's straight at the end. Cause you got the curdle. She's got the poodle curl. She's got the poodle curl, and then it's straight. Girl, she got a haircut, and she just looks so fabulous. So demure, just so beautiful. She, and the way that her hair looks now that it's been cut, like she looks like a panther as she's walking. Oh my God, she's so beautiful. I love my baby girl. Yes, I do. Oh, Ginger's looking at me because I'm talking to Cleo. I have always been a dog lady, and I've always loved dogs. Like, my former friend had this amazing dog, RIP to him. He was just so sweet and so loving and so wonderful, and I just love dogs so much. And then my mom was like, let's get a dog. I was like, yeah, let's get a dog. And now we have two. And they're so smart. And I was reading, like I said, you know, I'm very woo-woo. I had read, like, you know, spiritual books. And I was going to get into that. That's the reason why it was delayed, because I'm talking about my spiritual journey. But maybe that's not meant to be talked about in depth publicly. Maybe not. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I was thinking too heavily on it. But anyway. And I mean, Dolores Cannon, I think, went off the rails a bit, in my personal opinion. Just from the things that I've heard. But when she talks about animal souls and your animals and talking to your animals and like really talking to them. So I talk to them like they're little people. And I also see people get like animal communicator readings, like animal communication. And I believe in that shit because I believe in psychics, and I believe in psychics because one, I am one now taking readings. No, I don't do readings because I don't hone my skill enough to actually to be able to charge, to be able to ethically charge, I should say, to feel comfortable charging. So I believe like an animal communicators, and you know, they be communicating. So I do, I talk to them like they understand because I feel like she does. I feel like they do. And I know that they do. And I was teaching, I taught Cleo how to use the buttons, and she uses them. She has one, you know, one to go outside. She has one that says, I love you. And she will push that. And she has one that says, I'm hungry. And one that says, play with me. The first one that she figured out how to use was the play with me, but the I'm hungry. And she was literally abusing it, and I had to take it away from her, and I felt bad. But she would, anytime she wanted a snack, anytime she wanted something, she would aggressively push, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. And so she would push it and push it and push it. And then she started to finesse the system because she was like, well, if I want something, I'm going to hit I love you and I want to go outside. And then I love you again. And then that means I want something to eat. Oh my God, she's so cute. Like, I know that when she hits, I want to go outside, and she hits it like twice in a row, that means like she actually has to go outside. And if she hits, I want to go outside and I love you, that means give me what you're eating, bitch. Run me your snacks. That's what I want. Because she'll do that when I'm eating. Hi, my baby. I love you. What was I saying? So, you know, I see that they understand. And when you talk to them, you can tell that they understand because they talk back and they communicate in their own way. And it's very cute. And I'm having an excellent time with them. They're phenomenal. And what's it called? I think they want to go outside because Ginger jumped up and now she's pacing and Clea wants to get up. So I have to pause. And so if the energy shifts or if I go completely off topic, it's because I am taking the dogs outside and coming back. So I don't know how long it's going to, it could be an hour that I come back and start recording. It could be in 10 minutes. It could be in whatever. I could see something, read something, look at something and go, oh, fuck, you know, anything could happen. So update, they did have to go to the bathroom. They both had to poop and pee. I am... So they went to the bathroom and I was like, you know what? Let me pee too. Let me go to the bathroom. Hey, baby. So I can lock in and, you know, finish this episode. And as I was washing my hands and I looked in the mirror, my right ear is red, but my left ear isn't red. And I was like, oh my God, like, what does that mean? And I have really bad health anxiety. So I'm like, oh, absolutely. Like that, if when I wake up in the morning, my ear is going to be gone, actually. Like that's what that means. But it's probably just because, oh God, I was outside and it's cold. It is. Oh, what time is it? Well, it's 6:21. It is 26 degrees outside. And I was just outside with the dogs for like 10 minutes. And maybe my ear wasn't covered, but I had my hood up. Oh my God. Now I'm panicking. I was like, oh no, it's probably because I was cold. Oh my God. This is me every single day. Every time something happens, I'm like, oh my God, what is it? Now I'm looking at my camera on my phone to see if my ear is still red. It's red and it feels warm to the touch. Oh, wait. They both feel warm to the touch because my hands are cold. Oh God. I'm going to Google it. This is me every day. Oh my gosh. Inflammation and infection. Oh, flushing. Why would I be flushing? There's a rare syndrome. See, this is the shit that you learn. My mom always says to me, oh my God, like you always know stuff. Like you always just know things. You always know symptoms. You always, you know, oh my God, you should have been a doctor. Bitch, I'm mentally ill. That's why I know these things, because I will Google shit. But like there's a thing called red ear syndrome. Oh. If your earlobes are bright red and burn, then you, oh, it's my upper ear, not my lobes. Okay, so if you want to know what red ear syndrome is, it's a rare condition. If your earlobes are bright red and burn, primary red ear syndrome, this is the most common form. It's more likely to affect children, teens, and young adults. I'm an old bitch. 8 out of 10 people in this group have migraines or a history of migraines. Secondary red ear syndrome, older people and women, that's me, are more likely to get this kind. It's linked to cluster headaches, upper spine problems, and TMJ, a disorder that causes jaw pain. And guess what? I don't have cluster headaches, but I do have cervical upper spine problems because I got fucking big ass titties. And I do have TMJ because I have CPTSD. And so I clench my jaw and my teeth into nothing. Well, my ears don't burn. It's just, it does feel a little bit warm, but it's not my lobe. It's my upper ear. But in fact, my lobe is the only, was I touching and rubbing my ear? Oh gosh. I'm like genuinely curious about this. The human body is so fascinating. What's up? What does Reddit say? You'll be dead in 48 hours. Someone said, both of mine get like this usually during times of stress, kind of like an emotional response or something. And you know what? Absolutely. Because I was just, let me put my phone down. Because I was just talking about ending a friendship that was painful for me. And I was thinking about it outside because I was like, I can't, like, I don't know. I just can't have, you live in a, to me, it's like you live in a different reality. And you, and even in the conversation that her and I had, it was like, it was very much like, not understanding and getting why I was upset and feeling like her beliefs were very valid. And I'm not saying that they're, well, her beliefs about other people to me are invalid, right? And because other people's lives and when they live their lives is not up for debate. It's not up for our opinions or negative beliefs about them, you know, especially if it's due to like religious influence. Like that's not what I want in my life. But also, like, I was thinking about that shit and I was like, you know, what if later in my life, like, I decide I want some coochie? Like, you know? And like, I don't want to be around somebody who feels like because I decided that I wanted some coochie, now I'm going to hell. Hell isn't even real in the first place. You know what I mean? So it's just like, ugh. But then I was really thinking about that shit. Like, because I personally, I think sexuality is such a spectrum. And it's in how I see people when I pick up on their energies, you know, it's just in just in paying attention, like, and understanding that sexuality is very fluid. And, you know, I do prefer vanilla ice cream, but maybe one day I might like chocolate. Or maybe you meet somebody and you're like, oh my God, I never knew chocolate could be this good. But you never know with life. And I just feel like you never know. Not to reduce people's sexuality to ice cream flavors, but like, I was just trying to make a quick, succinct point without rambling on. I feel like that's one of the reasons why I speak in metaphors a lot, that and probably autism, but because I just feel like I can be very long-winded sometimes. And so for me, the easiest way, my brain is like races a lot. My thoughts race a lot. So it's just kind of like, you know, the easiest way to put together what I'm thinking. But then to me, the metaphors make sense, but I feel like to other people they don't. I mean, I know that one did, but like, because it's very basic. But anyway, oh my God, I'm very excited. Let's talk about positive things is, in a couple of weeks I am having a reading with Courtney Levins, and I'm very, 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 very excited. Also a little bit nervous. She is the woman that I had who saved my life. Like, when I say saved my life, legitimately saved my life in so many ways. And because she was the woman that gave me the reading that led me to making a really big relationship decision, and which ultimately led to me making a big decision about a friendship and just a lot of things in my life, and kind of putting me on this path that I've been on now. And even though this has been like a really rough year, 2025 was a really rough year, I'm the most content I've ever been and the happiest I've ever been. And it doesn't come from, like, you know, the things, doesn't come from, I don't know how to describe it. It's like my happiness comes from recognizing that I feel really happy because, no, I don't feel really happy. I don't think happy is not the right word. It's like, even though I've been going through a lot of turmoil over the last 5, going on 6 years, even though I've been experiencing that, I feel the most anchored I've ever felt. And that's just because I feel very anchored within myself and with who I am and a level of healing that's happened. And it all started with that reading that I had. And it's so interesting because I am one of those people that like fully believes, you know, because I believe that the spirit world exists. And I mean, I shouldn't say I believe. I should say I know. I know. I know what happens after we die. I believe what I believe, right? And I know what I know. And so I 100% believe that like everybody's psychic. And like I know that some people are, it's much easily accessible. Some people, it's just natural, you know. Other people, they do to their own, you know, I know that for some people it's really easy. Some people they have to really work at it. Some people they'll, you know, it's just, they won't have access to it in this lifetime. But I do believe that it's possible. And I do believe that it leaks out, throughout our life. I, even like when I think back and look back at moments, like when I didn't think I was as locked in, or like when I was told certain things, or like when I had nudges or feelings. And I remember when I got the reading that changed my life, and it was like, you need to get a reading. Like, it was like this voice in my head. I know what it is now, but like, it was like, get a reading. You need to get a reading. You need to get one right now. And so I remember going to her website, looking at it and going, okay, let me just pay this money and let me do it. Okay. I got it. And what I got was crazy, but you know, because I had worked with her previously, and it was one of those things where I've talked about this before, where it was like, it was very positive, and so I didn't really believe it. Oh, girl, work on your self-concept, ho. But at the time, you know, I really didn't believe it, and I hadn't had an experience where something that I had been told had been proven to be true at the time. So I was really just believing because I wanted to believe, and you know, I was hoping, but it wasn't like, no, bitch, like legit, like here, this is your life. Holding a mirror up to my life was such, you know, with such scary, crazy, horrifying details that there was no way that it was literally like it couldn't be ignored. And so I said, bet. And I'm getting a reading and I'm very excited. And it's one of those things where I went, oh man, I wish I because I've been, you know, I'm struggling a bit. It was a very difficult year. And so it's like every time, because she doesn't give readings like she used to, like you used to be able to just go to her website and book her. Quickly popping in, it's Sunday, January 25th, and I'm editing this episode. And I had my reading, life-changing, by the way. But I stand corrected. You can book her through her website. It's just very expensive. Okay, back to the episode. And every time I go, oh, I wish I could get a reading with her. Like, I've had readings with other people that are amazing, but there's just very special, you know? So I was like, okay, you know what? I pray, like, I wish I could. And every time that happens, I get an email. Hey, not, you know, one of those things that's like, oh, from her mailing list. And I'm like, about her giving readings. And I'm like, oh, thank goodness. I always tell people to get readings. Like, I tell people this for two reasons. One, because they change my life. Drastically changed my life, saved my life, and so gave me so much clarity, gave me just, was very healing. And I mean, I know that everyone has to kind of come to it in their own time, but so it's like, because even if you don't go down on this like a deep dive on yourself, like still just knowing that things are going to happen, like it's still like, okay, I'm stressed about this event in my life, I'm stressed about what's going to happen, or I'm stressed about, you know, oh, I don't know what direction I should take, I feel really lost. You know, it's a tool. It's an amazing tool to have access to. And if you find the right person, obviously, if you find someone who's trustworthy and legitimate and not, you know, because some people are pretending and that's a bummer. And maybe let me speak it in a positive way. I shouldn't say they're pretending or that they're scammers or that they're liars. I'll say that maybe they've had enough. Maybe they're like me, right? And they've had enough experience, enough, they've received enough downloads, enough messaging, enough things that they know in their heart of hearts that they are very intuitive, very psychic, but they don't do the work. They don't meditate as often as they should, or they don't, you know, they don't ground, or they don't continue study. They don't, you know, whatever it may be, right? They don't, maybe they're not sharpening their tools enough, which could lead to incorrect or lackluster or, you know, whatever kind of, so maybe not everyone's faking it. Maybe they just need to clock in. You know what I mean? But I think that it's, I don't know. I always tell people to get them. If you have advice for me, I'm like, girl, get a reading. Boy, get a reading. Someone get a reading. I have a couple of people that I can suggest to you if you decide to take me up on that, you know. Oh my goodness. I remember when she told me that I was going to be very intuitive and that I was going to be doing all this stuff, and I didn't believe her. And she told me that I would be able to look at a photo of somebody, look at somebody and just know. And I didn't believe it. I was like, well, that doesn't sound like me. Like, I think I was, because I was so like sad and like lamenting, and I had gone through, you know, a lot of trauma. So I was just kind of like, okay, yeah, lady. And I don't know. I think that that was something. How do I say it? ¿Cómo se dice? And now, you know, here I am. Because the first time I ever had a reading with her was in 2017. And she very politely told me that my ex and I, that we had been together for like 6 months. She was like, oh, he's not the one for you. We have other people coming in, girl. But he's not the one for you. And I was like, okay, yeah. We only been dating for a little while. So I wasn't like attached. And, you know. Ooh. And then during the lockdown, I was like, oh, I have all this extra money. Let me, shout out to the unemployment, California unemployment during the lockdown, during 2020 into 2021. But I was like, okay, I have extra money. Let me start getting these readings because I want to see the direction of my life. It was like in the downtime, I was like, ooh, let me get readings. I remember when I realized that I could look at a photo, I realized that what she had said to me was true. And it was, I remember I had joined one of those, are we dating the same guy, Facebook groups because of my ex. I was like, I'm going to post him. I'm going to warn every woman about him, every man about him. I'm going to warn everybody about him. And I never posted him. I think because it was like, I was starting to see people, oh, I post this guy and he did this to me, or he attacked me, or he's going to sue me, or da, da, da. Like there was a lot of people who were snitching and telling people about being posted. And so I was like, oh, I don't want to deal with that. But, so I was looking at posts and reading posts, and I would look at people, I would look at these pictures, and I started to notice that when I would look at a photo, I was getting buzzes, zap, zips, what the fuck, downloads, of essentially of what they had done. Before I even read what happened, because they would post a picture and then you would have to click on the comments to see. And so I would look at this person's eyes and know exactly what he did, go to the comments, and they would be like, he did this, this, and this. He's a serial cheater who is addicted to cocaine, and he likes to cruise in the LA fitness bathroom between the hours of 6 and 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. Like, and I'm like, how did I know that? Like, it was very much like, how the fuck? Those were the first things that just came to my mind. Like, that's not a specific thing. But it was just like, how did I know that about that person? Or like, I would look at a picture or look at somebody and I would feel something off, or just feel, I would just know, like, oh no, danger, danger, back away. And it was very empowering. Oh my God. It was so, I felt, I mean, it made me feel really safe, especially after going through like a really major betrayal, like I had gone through, feeling like, oh, like I have the upper hand because I've been tuning in and all this stuff of like, oh, I have the upper hand because I've tuned in. I'll tell you that only lasted. It was very brief, that high of, oh, I feel very confident. I mean, I still feel very confident, but it's like, there's an episode of Charmed. Where the fuck is my cell phone? Because I'm going to look up the episode. Season 3, episode 6 of Charmed, named Primrose Empath, is an episode where, breaking it down, it's an episode where there's like, where she becomes an empath. And at first, you know, it's kind of like, oh, da 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 da. And then it slowly like crushes her, and she's like locked in a basement, and she wants to people away from her, and she's like, get away from me, it hurts for you to be around me, like you make me like oh, I need to just be by myself. That's how it, like, I mean, that's a very, you know, dramatic retelling of my feelings and emotions, but that's how it feels a lot of the time. Like, if I want to be really dramatic, like that's how it feels, like, of I just want to be by myself. I want to be in my own energy. I don't want to be around people because I can feel and know and understand a lot. And it's overwhelming. It's very energetically overwhelming. And as I'm saying this, I'm like, but that's also on you, bitch, because there are things that you should be doing to prevent that and you don't do it. So that's also on you, ho. But, and then also there's the whole like not even listening to it either. Like listening to my intuition. Like I remember, and this is actually quite pertinent. I came across somebody. I crossed paths with a gentleman, and I went, oh, I'm interested. You're interested too? Oh, you're interested? I'm interested. You're gorgeous. Love it. I love it here. This is great. And it was very exciting for me. And I think it was very exciting because I think it was the first time the real, I don't want to say the real me, that sounds like I was fucking in hiding. Well, maybe I was. But I think it was the first time that the present me, like both present as in the version that I am now, as well as someone who is very physically and emotionally present in a connection. It was the first time I could ever, that I was engaging with a man romantically in a way that I was present for and aware of and stable in, meaning like in myself, like not chasing, not like, and that's probably the point. Right? Like that was definitely probably the point now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, but being like, oh yeah, that's nice. And you're cute. Absolutely. I'm interested, but not like, please love me. And if you don't love me, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like that. And so like to approach it with the mindset of, yeah, you're cute. With that mouth too, you know what I mean? Like to approach it from that and not like feeling lie, by the way. That mouth lied. That mouth. That mouth ate coochie like it didn't have food at home, but it also lied. Anyway, so it was, and I was nervous. I was like, oh, I was nervous to show up authentically, but also excited, like feeling like, oh my God, finally, this is it. Like, this is what we've been training for, ho. Like, yes, connection. Absolutely. And then I started to pay attention and I started to kind of notice things and hear things and be like, oh, and dream things. And I was like, what do you mean? No, absolutely not. Because I, Taylor Murphy, I ended a long-term relationship that was doing me no good. I ended a friendship. I am showing up authentically as myself. I'm moving differently in the world. At the time I had lost like 70 pounds. I was like, I am living my life. Like I'm within myself. Like I am the best I've ever felt. No, this is supposed to be somebody who's really good. What do you mean? He's fucking another bitch. But like, what do you mean? Like, there's something off. Like, I just felt like there was something off and I didn't know what it was. And I was trying to figure out what it was. And I was like, no, like you're paranoid, but I just felt it. I could feel it in my bones. I was having these dreams. I just felt like something was off. So because I felt like something was off, I listened to it. I didn't want to listen to it, but I listened to it. And I was like, you know what? Something's off. Let it be a fling and let that be it. I just dropped it. I didn't chase. I didn't say, oh, the moment that I knew what was up without the words having to have been said to me directly, or that I wouldn't have, or without having to experience what was up directly. The moment I knew, I was like, cool. I'm cool off that. Let me go about my life. So I did, right? Fast forward. This is in summer of 2023, right? The fall of 2023, my mom has a stroke. Winter of 2024, I move. Well, I come to New Jersey. I hadn't officially moved yet, but I had come here. And I'm here. And this thing is like the spring, either the winter or the spring. Maybe it was like March, April. I'm scrolling on one of those Are We Dating the Same Guy groups. And I see a familiar, very handsome face. And I say, oh, not him getting posted. I knew something was up. What is it? Read the comments. And I go, I fucking knew it. Because everything that was said in the post was what I was dreaming about, was the feelings that I had, was what like I was intuitively feeling, but I thought I was just being paranoid, right? I thought that I was just like letting my trust issues run wild. I was like, oh no, like no. Like everything that I was seeing, I was picking up, right? And then I was having dreams and having these dreams that didn't make sense, and dreams that didn't make sense at the time, but then because I wrote them down, they made sense later. And then something else happened that I'm not going to get into because it's not my story to tell. And it is so hard to bite my tongue. But let's just say I'm scrolling on TikTok and this person made a video about this person. And I spoke to this person who made the video just to say like, hey, I met this person and this was my experience. I didn't have a negative experience, but I am very intuitive. I'm a psychic and I knew something was off. I knew something was wrong. And so I backed away from it. And then I had seen him posted in this group and, you know, not very good things, very much aligning with some of the things that you already know. And they were telling me some stuff and it was matching. And I'm not going to say what it was, but it was matching the dreams that I had been having, the dreams I started having the moment that I met that person, and also the dreams that I had had in the months after. And I will say this person is about a decade older than me. I'm 33, so they're probably now like they're 43 now. I'm assuming, but at the time, you know, this was when I was 31, so they're a decade older than me, and they had a rabbit. And he's like, yeah, I have a rabbit. And I was like, oh, cool. I don't really want rabbits. I don't want bunnies. I teeter. But I feel like this year especially, I've gone, I don't want any bunnies. Fuck them bunnies, actually. Don't want them. But then at the same time, I go, well, that's how I feel right now due to my current thoughts, feelings, and circumstances. Maybe I will feel differently later. And in fact, the fact that I feel that way right now lets me know I'm not as insane as I think I am, or as mentally unhinged as I think I am sometimes, because why would I want to bring a little rabbit into this, my current situation, you know, the way my life isn't conducive for rabbit. And so I go, oh, okay, you know, that's cool. The rabbit's a little bit older, you know. So it wasn't like this is a 3-year-old. It was, you know, it wasn't a bunny, but it was a rabbit, you know. I was like, oh, okay, cool. But I'm having dreams and he's with a bunch of bunnies. Like there's a lot of bunnies, bunnies and bunny seats, bunnies that are 2 years old. Like I'm like seeing bunny. I'm like, all right, bunny after bunny after bunny after bunny after bunny after bunny. I'm like, why am I seeing so many bunnies in my dreams? Like, what is this person? This person comes into my dreams and I'm seeing bunnies, like hella bunnies. What the fuck? Girls and everyone else, gays and theys. I knew. I was like, oh my goodness. She was like, yeah, no, hella bunnies. There's a bunny. And I was like, what? Yeah. I was like, oh, I knew it. I fucking knew it. I knew it. Man, ain't shit, dude. Niggas ain't shit. Come up in your crib. They are not shit. It's one of those things where I look back on it and I go, oh no, the way it was supposed to go. But I think, fuck, dude. And I remember when I realized, it's funny because when I realized that, when I had gotten a complete picture of everything, I was like, oh. I was upset and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, that's not cool. Like, I just went through all this shit. Universe, angels, guides, why would you let that man into my life? Why would you let him be on the gates? Why would you do that, actually? Why? Because what the fuck? But then I realized that it wasn't about him. It was about me. It was about, you know, learning, tuning that intuition, listening to your gut, learning how to listen to your gut. And I remember having a dream and I was sitting at the bottom of a spiral staircase and I was looking at either my higher self or a future version of myself. And it was like, I was sitting on like a shoe thing. And like, you know how like people, it was like a room, close your eyes. No, it was like, there's a spiral staircase that goes up, obviously, as staircases do. The walls were dark behind me, like a dark, I think that's why I painted the wall behind me green, this green. Cause it was like this like dark kind of green color. In front of me was a creamish kind of wall, cream, yellow, cream, white kind of wall. And then there was like this cabinet that was also like a bench that had shoes underneath. She was sitting on it and she was like, girl, get up. Why are you upset? Don't let this shit get you down. It would have been tumultuous. You got better coming. You've got better coming. 111 on the timer as I say this. You know, you got better coming. What are you doing? Get up. And I was like, girl, yeah, you're right. But even I, someone who's always like, listen to your gut, listen to your intuition, listen to this, pay attention to your dreams, even I don't listen to my gut. Oh God. No, but I found that out a few months ago and I was like, what the fuck? Like, damn girl, like you gotta figure shit out. And it's funny because I found that person to be hard to read. I did. Because some people I know immediately, I look at them and I know immediately. Some people have a really great mask and they're very hard to see behind. But I might not be able to tell by looking at them, but I'll be able to tell by the things that they say and how they talk. And for me, it was that. And I was like, am I being too sensitive? Or is this something that they're saying? I'm not a big, like, I just, it makes me feel something. I don't know. You know? And what made me think of this fucking, made me think of this the other day was, what is that fucking show, Love, Death, and Robots? Which is, I never finished it, but it's so good. But it's the episode where there's that siren in the gold. And she's like dancing in the water and then the guy's deaf and it's like a whole thing. And I forgot the name of that episode. I'm gonna look it up. If you've seen it, it's the one with the lady and she's dancing. Is it Jibaro? Hibaro? I don't know how it's pronounced. Hibaro? I don't know if it's like, I don't know if what language it is, or, you know, but I was watching it and I remember thinking, I was sitting there watching that we were watching it together because he put it on and I went, oh girl. And he made a comment and I went, oh no. Did I still spend the night? Yeah, I did. Safely. I pulled out my phone. Like there's this, I'm going to edit out the silence, but I had pulled out my phone to see the episode, the name of the episode. And I started to think and I started to scroll and oh my God, I just was scrolling on Threads. And the one thing I hate about the internet is people are so fucking miserable all the time. Like, and I get it. It's because people are miserable inside and they are literally addicted to putting that misery off on other people, because I understand that being miserable is very heavy to carry. I was miserable for a lot of years. For most of my life, I was miserable inside, but I did not project it onto other people in that way. Like, I wasn't nasty to people because I was miserable. I didn't fucking call people fat and ugly because I felt like I was fat and ugly, or because I was insecure about my body, or because I was so insecure that I needed to pick at somebody who I deemed less than me so I could feel better about myself. Like, I never ever was on that weird bullshit. And I see people do that shit on social media all the time. I was just on fucking Threads and this person posted a random picture of this lady walking and body shaming somebody. Oh my God, back to what I was saying. Because I just saw this post that reminded me of what I was talking about earlier before I went down on a fucking, before I told that story about men being fucking men. So I feel much better about certain things, I guess. I don't know. But I guess I'll circle back to that and circle back to like loneliness and what I was talking about before about like being intuitive and feeling like the episode of fucking Charmed. This person said on Threads, like, I've noticed 7 inconsistencies in your story, but I chose not to say anything for now. And that is what it's like. Like, for me, interacting with people sometimes, not all the time, it just depends on the person. And also depends on, I guess, how close attention I'm paying. But like, sometimes it's just like, fuck, I wish that people were much more, how do I say it and not sound mean? Sometimes for me, being very intuitive and picking up on people's energies and earth, it's isolating and draining. And I'm sorry, I'm scratching my leg, it's so itchy. One of the reasons why is because, like, I don't know, I do think that sometimes I come off very harsh when I talk about certain things. Like earlier, I wasn't being very nice, and I could see how it could sound judgmental, right? But I'm truly like not a judgmental person when it comes to people's inner worlds, you know, unless your inner world wants you to hurt other people, like, or you know, or you have hurt other people, but it's more so, damn, this bitch is farting. It's a gift and a curse because it feels, I don't know, being able to read people is, it's a gift when you need to be protected. It's a gift when you're being, it's good when you're being, it's good for when you're being preyed upon, right? When you're around predatory people, it's excellent, right? But when it comes to just to people that you love and you trust, or people that you, just people in general, you know shit and you're like, oh fuck, I don't know that. Like, or like you can feel how they feel. And it's not like when you're insecure or when you are, or when you have like a negative view of yourself. And so you automatically think that everybody views you in the same way that you view yourself. And so you interpret things from people like in a bad way. It's not like a negative, it's not a false belief based off of a cognitive distortion that you have, right? It's genuinely knowing and feeling sometimes certain things. And it's just like, oh, I actually just want to sit in my room and not talk to anybody ever again. Sometimes, you know, I don't know. I have to pee really bad and it's getting late. It's not getting late. It's 7:00 and I'm like, oh, I have to finish. I have more to say. Maybe so. Fuck it. I'll record another day. It's not that serious. Thank you for listening. I'm tired and I have to pee and I'm really hungry. So I don't know. Maybe I'll come back. I did not, in fact, come back. In fact, it's weeks later that I'm editing and posting the episode. But I hope that you were able to follow along at the end. And I feel like I kind of went all over the place. If you enjoyed this episode, take the time to leave a review. Rate it wherever you are listening, if you are able to do that on whatever platform you listen on. And I actually have an episode that I'm going to release right after this one. And I have one that I recorded the other day that I have to edit. I don't know if I'm going to post it because I have to listen to it to see what it sounds like. But, well, you'll see it in your feed. I'm over here like announcing that shit. Like, you're not going to see episode 7 immediately after this one, bitch. Anyway, thank you for listening.